Well, when we first started to get into the project, we determined that essentially we could find no good spot to tie into and do a temporary repair. During that big rainstorm that we got, oh, probably a couple weeks ago now, it was so much water, so much debris, it basically collapsed part of the plastic pipe that was in there. It was probably not the best application to put plastic pipe in there. This was done sometime in the late 80s, early 90s. The pipe had already started to collapse. We knew it was in trouble, and we were hoping to get it replaced in the near term, but that rainfall just really kind of basically busted it apart. We tried to do a temporary repair, but we just could not find a good spot to tie into. So we made the decision that we were going to replace the whole thing. So then we had to go on a search mission to find 60-inch or 54-inch concrete pipe, and that took a while, and that was really what caused the delay. But we did get delivery today, and so we started putting the pipe in today.
Likely first week of September, so another few days of work here.
Yes, it's going to take a little while. I mean, this is a pretty long pipe. It's over 220 foot long. It's 25 foot in the ground. These pieces are heavy and short because it's a pretty big pipe. So it takes a little while to put those in. So it's just going to be one of those things. It's a slow go. And then once all the pipe is in, and you can think about the basic crater that I have out there right now, in order to backfill that, compact it, get it ready for a road section that goes on top of it, it's going to take a while to get that done. So it's unfortunately going to be a couple more weeks. You know, we got some big concerts coming up at CMAC, so it's going to cause some traffic delays, but everybody's, you know, got that all handled. Everybody's going to know how to get everybody out of the CMAC parking lot and in good stead. So I think everything will be okay, but it is going to take a couple of weeks.